have RJ Broadhead, the voice of calling games in world in the juniors here on the show. He's going to be calling the top prospects game between Team Orr and Team Cherry. Thanks for joining us here on Sportsnet 650 today, RJ.
My pleasure. Good to be with you.
Yeah, we're happy to have you on board. And, okay, I think the big question is for this game, there are a lot of talented players, but if you have to choose one guy in this game that you're keeping the closest eye on, which player would that be?
Well, yeah, it's a great question. There's 40 of them, mm-hmm. and there's 40 that are worth watching. So it is difficult to narrow it down. It is interesting to see how Andrei Svechnikov, the number one ranked skater among North American players, how he will play against his peers. He's put up terrific numbers with Barry and limited action due to injury, but just an opportunity for him to see him against his own age group and the elite there. Philip Zadina is second ranked. He's had a great year with Halifax and 27 goals in a rookie season in Halifax and their imports with Ehlers and Heischer last year, and Timo Meyer goes on and on, the imports they've had. So, you know, their guys are good. But there's so many. The blue line is actually terrific. There's a lot of really good defensemen. Ty Smith, he's from Lloydminster, plays with Spokane. He'll be the captain of Team Orr, which will be coached by Eric Lindros. He'll be teamed up on the blue line with Kalen Addison. They've kind of grown up together, played under-17s together, under-18s. Noah Dobson, who's from Prince Edward Island, plays with Acadie Bathurst in the QMJHL. He just blew away the testing. They did testing yesterday, and on ice, he was the third fastest forward skater and the fastest backward skater. So he's 6'3", terrific defenseman, puts up a ton of points, and obviously he can fly. So there's a lot of guys. That's just naming a few, but it's one of those drafts where there's a lot that can be determined. So a game like this against your peers with everybody watching and all the scouts there, it could go a long way.
No, absolutely. And we've seen that in the past. Now, you did mention the defenseman in this draft. And as far as the Canucks go, that's the position of need heading into the 2018 entry draft. Now, of course, it depends on where you're picking and who is available. But which defenseman do you think can help himself the most? Because you look at a guy like Noah Dobson and Evan Bouchard, they have more size, but they're, you know, people are picking apart bigger defensemen nowadays a bit more than they ever have in the past. Do you think those two guys, specifically being able to show they can play at a higher pace, is going to help their draft stock?
Yeah, I think it would be really tough to pick apart either one of those two guys. They are fantastic all-around defensemen, and they are big, they can move, defensively they're strong, they can quarterback a power play, so there's a lot to like, and there's a few defensemen. So mentioned Ty Smith's in that group, Evan Bouchard certainly. You've got Noah Dobson, who's going to be excellent. He always seems to have good games on Sportsnet. And then you look at a guy maybe like Ryan Merkley, who's talent-wise as good, if not better, than anyone in this game. He's a little bit undersized and maybe known more for his offense, but he's led the Guelph Storm in scoring as a 16-year-old. He's doing it again as a 17-year-old. So Canucks need defensemen. This is the game to watch because both teams have fantastic of defensemen, 12 of them worth watching.
Yeah, the Canucks also need centers as well. I mean, they're a franchise, they're an organization that could use more prospects, period, but center and defense are certainly the positions where there seem to be thinnest at. And from what I can gather after reading all the reports so far, Barrett Hayton seems to be a center who's projected to go in the top 10. It's been sort of up and down for him, but do you suspect that Barrett Hayton could have a very strong performance, even though it's just a one game here in the CHL Top Prospects tonight?
Absolutely. I'd be shocked if he didn't have a fantastic game. Plays on the number one team in the CHL, the Sault Ste. Marie Greyhounds. Mm-hmm. They've been great this year. And there's another guy. They did off-ice testing at the University of Guelph yesterday, and he was number one out of all the 40 players in the off-ice. So, you know, his conditioning, he's in fantastic shape, and he's putting up a terrific season, just under a point per game. But he is, he's got the intangibles, too. He's a real leader. He told us a great story yesterday. Rasmus Sandin, who's an import player with Sault Ste. Marie, he's from Sweden. Barrett Hayton, who had never met Rasmus, actually reached out to him. He didn't start the year with Sault Ste. Marie, so Barrett Hayton reached out to him, sent him a text message, kind of sold Sault Ste. Marie to him, and wouldn't you know it, Rasmus Sandin has joined the Greyhounds, and he's also at this top prospects game, and he's a defenseman. So a lot of guys to talk about, a lot of great stories. So it's a fantastic event.
Yeah, a lot of very skilled Rasmuses in this year's entry draft, which we're noticing certainly with the number one guy at the top, Dahlin, who won't be playing, of course, since he is overseas in Sweden. But going back to Barrett Hayton really quickly, I mean, you talked about his intangibles, his leadership, his character. But what about his offensive upside? Because the Canucks have had, in the past few years, maybe going back maybe 10 years, they have Bo Horvat, who was noted for his character and his leadership. And going back to 2008, they also drafted Cody Hodgson out of the Ontario League, a guy who also had character and leadership values. But what is the offensive upside? Because I don't know if either Horvat or Hodgson, certainly back in then, we didn't know whether or not they would be top-level centers in the NHL.
It's a good question. There is definitely offensive upside, and he didn't have a huge opportunity last year. They had a lot of veteran players, so now he's getting a lot more opportunities with Sault Ste. Marie. 17 goals, 42 points in 44 games. It's good, but it's if you're looking for that super skilled scorer, he might not be that guy. So if you want an all-round player, Barrett Hayton will definitely be a Bo Horvat type. That's the category I would probably put him into. But if you're, it's tough to find a player that is everything. So,
yeah,
that's the difficulty of being a scout and a general manager of a National Hockey League team. You'd love to find that guy, but only one team's going to get him, and he doesn't come around very often. So. You got to decide what the priorities are, and Barrett Hayton will be a strong NHL player, no doubt about it. He might not win a scoring title, but he will play in the NHL and be a significant contributor.
Yeah, we are talking to RJ Broadhead with Sportsnet CHL NHL play-by-play. We'll be calling the game between Team Orr and Team Cherry in the Top Prospects game. You can see that game at 4 p.m. Pacific time right here on Sportsnet. Now, I do want to ask about Philip Zadina a little bit, because he really impressed in the World Juniors, and he's been impressive all season long. In terms of his potential, does he have the potential to be a real franchise type of winger? Because we know we talk about franchise centers or franchise defensemen. Those guys are too good to pass up. But as far as a winger go, is he the type of player that you could maybe build a line and build a team around?
I think so. And the guys that have emerged from Halifax, as far as import players, they all seem to have an impact when they make it to the NHL. Nick Ehlers and Nico Hischier are the most recent ones. And for Zadina, when he's 27 goals in 38 games and leads all rookies in points, he's right up there among the scoring leaders in the QMJHL. And of his 27 goals, only 6 of them have been scored on special teams. So it's not like he's getting all the power play time and racking up power play goals to get those numbers. So Zadina is a guy who will have a significant impact. He is a goal scorer, and he will be able to do that at the next level. So he'll be a guy that scouts are keeping a close watch on tonight.
Now, there's been a lot of talk about goalies, the goalie system in Canada not being good enough. Now, of course, we know Connor Hart has a potential, and he's been fantastic for Canada at the junior level. Any of the goalies that are playing in the game tonight, do you think any has a chance to be the next great Canadian goalie?
Yeah, I do. They're all 17, so it might be a ways away. But
right.
It's 3 from the Quebec Major Junior Hockey League, so they're back to appearing to be the goaltending factory that they were a few years ago. Alex Gravel is our Quebec goalie, plays with Halifax. There's 4 Mooseheads in this game, so they have a terrific young team out in the Maritimes Division in the QMJHL. But he played some of his minor hockey in the Toronto area. So he had a choice to play in the OHL or the QMJHL, and he chose to play out in the QMJHL with Halifax. So he's a guy who's number one ranked among North American goaltenders. Again, a great year with the Halifax Mooseheads, but there'll be a lot to prove for these goaltenders. Jacob Ingham of the Mississauga Steelheads, he's a starter with them. Olivier Rodrigue is a starter with Drummondville, one of the top teams in the QMJHL, but he's a little bit undersized. I thought he had a great line. Somebody asked him about, he's not 6'4", and a lot of NHL scouts are looking for goalies who are 6'4". He said, it doesn't matter to me as long as I stop more pucks than goalies 6'4". So he's got the right attitude. He's a very focused young man. Goalies, it's always a tough spot to evaluate, especially in a game like this. They only get half a game, so a lot can happen in their half. You know, if you start, maybe your team doesn't start very well or take some penalties. And so for the goaltenders, this probably won't have a massive impact on where they're drafted, but it's important to be a starter with their respective junior teams, and a couple of the guys are. But the number one thing for the goalies is they want to put up a zero in their half a game. Mm-hmm. But looking at it, they're all talented and all could be the next one. But sometimes goalies, it takes a little bit before they get that opportunity on the national or pro stage.
And according to some of the more recent expectations and predictions for the entry draft here, not a single goaltender projected to go in the first round. So maybe an opportunity for them to prove some of the professional scouts and amateur scouts they are wrong so far. RJ, before we let you go, and I know your job title doesn't include fortune teller, but if you had to predict which of Svechnikov or Zadina will get selected immediately after Dahlin, who would you take and who do you think will go?
It's a good question, and I like it because there's no wrong answer. But I will say that Andrei Svechnikov will go second. Both guys have all the tools, but I think Svechnikov, he hasn't played a lot. Due to that injury, he's only played 24 games this year. So I think he's just going to progress and get better and better as the season goes on.